Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio number 481. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Missy Bird. What is going on?
Ready to smash the patriarchy.
Well, yeah, I thought it was worth doing the rare Monday show. Those of us that work do not want to do a show. I will admit, Evolution did end at a fairly reasonable hour.
I kept thinking, this is going to be before 11. I mean, this is, and it started at 7, so I didn't know, if was something else going to happen, because I kept looking like, this is it. So, yeah, and it was reasonable. I think, I wish more of them were that reasonable.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the upsides of that is it. Well, I think it clocked in a little over 3 hours. You did not end up with the fatigue that you do on some of these longer shows. That it's just like, I'm usually excited for the main matches because they've actually built to them. But there are definitely some matches that suffer from match fatigue.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But there was not. It was kind of interesting. Jeremy went off about the booking of this event, but how it ended up coming out was I would say pretty outstanding, honestly.
Oh, absolutely! I watched the whole thing, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of the time I won't sit through a whole pay per view. I'll come out for the things that I'm most interested in. I'll, come from the back of the house and ask Dave, how are things going? I'll be on Twitter. But I sat there and watched the whole thing and it kept my attention. It was exciting.
We had a soccer match to attend. So I came in a little late to the situation, but, it was really easy to go back and, while I cleaned the house, I watched the House Hardy special, which I'm all for more of that happening too. It was easy to go back and after I finished that stuff to watch the beginning of the pay-per-view. Because even Battle Royals, I don't know what it is, but they've kind of done a good job. Oh, that's what it was. All In, they actually had a good battle royal.
Yes, absolutely.
And this, the one with the ladies, ended up being of a similar quality. Like, I'm like, battle royals used to be one of those matches that I just dreaded happening.
I will tell you, besides the outcome, which, at least to us, we were... That was 90% the way we knew that was going to go. But the way it got there, I was happy with. I was happy with, the people that showed up when, Kelly Kelly's going to show up. She is. You know what I mean? And
right.
You knew certain people. Well, you knew she was going to show up because they showed her in one of the little, vignette things that they do during the show. They showed her talking about it, so you're like, well, she's gonna show up because she's there. But
right,
it was nice and you got to see those women, but it was it was exciting and it was fun, and it's you got to have the fun part of it too, besides the ridiculous holy crap how far did she just throw her out of the ring type of stuff.
Zelina Vega was certainly used as a human lawn dart.
Whoa, dude, like, first of all, she shows up out of nowhere, which, funny enough, somebody always does.
Right.
But, once again, I always forget who it is, do you know what I mean? So, they choose the right person. So much is going on that you're like, oh, we forgot about her. But holy crap. I mean, the air on that poor little woman. That was nuts.
I'm trying to think of who that was that ended up having to catch her, because I think I felt worse for her. I'm like, my gosh. Like, you are probably taking the brunt of that bump.
Holy crap.
Because I'm trying, because it would have been the fourth to last person to get eliminated.
So, see, and I didn't, so it was, Ember was before that, and then, I know Tamina went earlier than that. I can't even remember, but, yeah, see, and I didn't even think about that. I was just the sheer, again, the height on her, and the fact that she's tinier, and I was trying to tell Dave that.
At
NXT, I'm like, she's tiny. Like, she's, she is, you know, small.
Right.
And he appreciates her. He wasn't real sure. I kept telling him when they came up, just watch her. Like, you're going to like them. And it took him a couple of weeks, and then last night he says, I'll tell you what, I've totally come around on her. I dig her. I dig her a lot.
Yeah, she's a, like, I guess I never thought that Almas needed her, but I do love that act together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, absolutely. Yeah, and she's just, she's good.
Oh, yeah, and she's, again, she can carry her own.
Yeah, and it was Tamina who ended up being on the receiving end of that bump. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think a lot of people wanted Ember Moon to win it, but I still think that, you know, fortunate or unfortunately, she still kind of needs a little bit of build-up if they're going to have her take on Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at that, it's Ronda, so I mean, getting ahead of myself a little bit, which I know you guys will talk about it later, but even tonight when her and Nia were talking, I thought she's better than, you know, Ember is better to me than she was a month ago. So she's just going to get, she'll get to that point. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the only thing that I could, go for, you know, like defending the WWE's decision to head that way, because I do, as a wrestler, I just like Moon more, I guess. It's kind of impressive what Nia Jax does, especially obviously giving her her size. But I guess I don't always find her to be the best in-ring competitor all the time, and maybe it's just because I do kind of have a habit of going with the smaller people that can kind
of and for me
in general.
I appreciate her for that kind of that same reason. To me, being I'm not some little size four girl, I can associate with her more, you know. But I watch her and think, man, she just kicks ass. She just and the more that I've seen her personality, you know, come out a little more, I just, as another woman, I'm like, I really like her. You know what I mean? I like her as a girl. But Ember, like, again, holy shit, she's good. She's just good.
Yeah. So I think that she'll get her time and day, but for now it yeah, Nia Jax is definitely more usable and threatening to Rousey.
Exactly.
Although, did they have one match already?
Oh, I don't even know. Well, again, I didn't ever in a million years think that Alexa would be, you know what I mean? That they would make Ronda go right at Alexa, because I didn't think that was in my head.
Oh.
Would make any sense whatsoever, but I mean, they did it, so who knows, you know, what they're gonna try to do ever.
Well, at least this is set for now, and I guess we did kind of skip over just because it worked a little more conveniently about what we opened the show with to talk about the Battle Royal. But there was the one opening match that we skipped over to that had Trish Stratus and Lita taking on, and you just mentioned Alexa Bliss too, so I guess this works. who in Alicia Fox filled in for Alexa Bliss due to
Mickie James. Yeah, what's up with her? She's obviously hurt.
What I saw was concussion symptoms was what kept Bliss out of things last night. They had definitely brought Alicia Fox on board this past week, so I'm not sure if Bliss was already experiencing some of the problems or not. But they certainly had a backup plan in place. So it made sense that she was the one that filled in.
Absolutely. I mean, just longevity wise, she deserved that.
I think that was, there were some stunning points on commentary that I've got to admit, sometimes I, do not always pay attention, aside from always trying to catch, Corey Graves' punk rock and or heavy metal quote of the week. I don't always pay attention to that much, but Beth Phoenix is like, I had Alicia Fox's first match in OVW or something like that. I was like, oh my God.
Well, yeah, I mean, they said she is right now, she is the longest, I imagine when they say longest, continual, you know, I can't remember the word I'm thinking of now because I'm but you know, she's been there the longest of any woman continually.
Oh,
so yeah. The longevity right now continue the continuity. I mean, I suppose you got Mickey who's back, but yeah. So just the fact that she's been on the roster the longest is, I mean, good for her.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. She's definitely, If we're drawing equivalents, she's been around about as long as R-Truth.
I was just thinking the same thing. God bless R-Truth.
Well, and both of them have basically gotten over on kind of the same character, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Crazy Alicia Fox is really... She's been running with that for years at this point.
But, you know, it was the first thing that I think that she threw against the wall and it stuck. You know what I mean? Like, she was batshit crazy. So, hey, it worked. People, you know, people dug it and go for it.
Yeah, and the crowd did really eat this match up. Especially the initial Mickey and Trish showdown.
Yes. I mean, it's nostalgia. That's you're always gonna get that, and sometimes, and maybe you can tell me if I'm crazy, I wish that I were seeing these types of things in person so I wasn't seeing some of the things that I could see, you know, maybe that I'm watching on the TV and going, oh, you know, like, and I don't even want to see, there are many unfortunate camera angles, I think, last night, you know what I mean? Where you wouldn't normally see certain things going on that should be behind the scenes things or whatever, that the cameras just happened to be weirdly last night in places that, I mean, I'm not going to complain because, my God, it was Trish and Lita in there last night, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But, yeah, definitely. It was fun. Again, they were fun, and it was good to see them. And I still like Mickey. I've always liked Mickey.
Us at Stunt Granny have been long running fans of Mickey James, and I guess it kind of goes back to also. We talked about it before this show. It was one of those ones where I guess I'm glad it ended up being a tag match. You know, if it would have been two separate singles matches, it definitely would have taken up more time, and I'm not sure that they really needed to.
No, I think everybody got to do, you know what I mean? Everybody got their moment. Everybody got to come out there and do the things that people wanted to see, and Yeah, and it didn't take up too much time because you also don't want to make it totally, you know, unbelievable within the concept of fake wrestling. You know what I'm saying? It was good enough to get what we wanted to get out of it.
Everyone got their spots, and everyone started the show off happy, which is always a good way to get the crowd fired up.
Absolutely.
So tag match, battle royal. We got to the first of our matches that have been built up. Trish had been built up, the Trish tag team match had been built up, plenty, but, I guess this match I was looking forward to a little bit more. Toni Storm taking on Io Shirai for the, Mae Young Classic final.
At which totally blew me away. Again, I think I've admitted before, I don't necessarily keep up, with the Mae Young stuff, just because I just don't. But oh my gosh, that was amazing. And again, Dave, who doesn't watch any NXT or anything, he's all in now. He wants to go back and watch the whole thing now because he's like, that was some good stuff.
I completely understand. Like, there are times where I'm like, I am watching entirely too much WWE programming. And it makes it pretty easy with some of this stuff. So Toni Storm was in last year's tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, Io Shirai came in, or Io, I guess, is really more the way they've been pronunciating it. But she came in with a lot of fanfare of people saying that she might even be better than Kairi Sane, which I thought was pretty bonkers of a concept in and of itself. So, yeah, I had a lot of hopes, or some high hopes for this one, just because Toni Storm was great last year, and I've seen some of her other independent work in between. Along with, I believe she's had a couple of matches still on NXT in the meantime, too. So, yeah, I was really looking forward to this, and they delivered.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I wouldn't have been mad if that went another, 5-6 minutes, to be honest. Like, to me, that was much more exciting, you just like, but again, maybe because it's people that I don't necessarily watch all the time, and I don't know what they're gonna, what they're gonna do or what. Absolutely good stuff.
Yeah, they've always had it's always been kind of interesting. When people come up from NXT, they don't always translate well. Mm-hmm. And I guess that might be one of the reasons why they kept this match. Because I'm looking at the times on Wikipedia and it's staying 10:20. I really think that both of those women are capable of pulling off a more extended match. But, it's also kind of early on the card.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if they didn't want to blow their load, so to speak, this early in the evening. So they kept it a little bit shorter.
Right. And again, if maybe thinking maybe people are not going to be as familiar with them, so they're not going to, give them another 5 minutes or whatever, and you might, I don't know.
Yeah, you might lose everyone because you're giving them too much time.
I know this is going to be a shock, but wrestling fans are so fickle.
Yeah, well, I think that is kind of something that, I know that Lance Storm made the comment at some point. He's like, man, this crowd is not known as a good crowd. And I'm just like, oh. Which did kind of make things pretty interesting. I mean, I thought, as a general whole, the crowd was very into the evening. So
well, yeah, didn't it appear? And I saw some people mentioning it because I thought maybe it was just me, just the TV, whatever. I mean, they had to keep when they wanted to go to Renee or Cole or whatever. The crowd was so loud, like they really were loud, and I felt like they had to keep drowning out the crowd or lowering the crowd noise at points because they definitely seemed into it. I mean, and people would say, the lights are low because they're trying to hide the empty seats. But you probably just like I did, saw pictures of the place. People were taking pictures to show that it was not an empty, that was not the
not case.
Going on at all.
Yeah. I mean, they might have had the, to me, what I'd call the quote-unquote normal areas blocked off. Which is, behind the ring entrance, and they usually have at least one side, the side with on the side of the hard camera. Sometimes the 200 level's tarped off there, but then they usually start them kind of about, somewhere along the way up in the 200s. At least that's what they do here in Columbus. So that you can see both decks of fans on that hard camera side.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We did SmackDown a couple weeks ago, and in Indianapolis, and obviously, like you said, behind the entrance, that's all blocked off. So all three levels, and I think they do keep a couple on each side, of the second and third levels also kind of shut off. But then that's normal. I was there the night before that for a concert. You know what I mean? The same thing. So
yeah. Yeah. So I guess I don't ever pay attention to what attendance is for each show too. I just find that too utterly annoying to worry about.
Yeah, and I never heard. I thought I heard him say they, sold out, and then but what does that mean? That means they sold all the tickets that were available. Well, how many tickets did you make available? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's another discussion. It's just like, oh, this is just annoying. Oh man, but I guess we can keep on motoring along here.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
Let's go to that six woman Riot Squad, Sasha, Bailey, Natalya match. I'd be very interested to hear what your thoughts are on that.
It was probably the least consequential of the night.
Thank you. My notes say, what was the point of this?
It was basically, I suppose, to show the people that helped. Well, and right. You can't even say that really about Natalya. Natalya's been around so long, it's just like...
It felt to me like this is... Okay, well, we have to put Natalya somewhere because she's daddy and she's been around forever. And, the family, and because they made sure to talk about the dungeon and everything again. But it just felt so, and I don't know, does it hurt the Riot Squad that they just lost to the random threesome, of two women who have been quote-unquote best friends but been fighting and then a random third person? Or are we just supposed to kind of forget that happened and assume that the Riot Squad is still strong? And it was just weird. It was just weird.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I figured they were giving... Bailey and Sasha really kind of helped blow the roof off of the women's evolution. Obviously along with Becky Lynch and Charlotte, whom we'll get to later. But... yeah, I don't know if it was a way of giving them just a small nod for their part in it, too. And clearly, The WWE thinks a lot about the Riot Squad.
Right.
Because.
Right. Maybe that was just, you know, these women got us here. These women are the future.
Yeah. I mean, that really seemed to be the only thing that that match was saying to me. And it's kind of weird just because Sasha and Bayley should still be a large part of the future, too.
And that was that the first of the ridiculously, I can't remember the word that I wrote down. The superpower spots there where you get a double sharpshooter on somebody and a, and throughout the night, all those fantastically ridiculous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ronda with both Bella Twins on her and...
Yeah, stuff. I would say that one got it, but the following match skipped may have skipped suit, but I do think that there was a spot like that in Becky and Charlotte with
yep.
Charlotte coming out from under the all the rubble at ringside.
And then she did the with the ladder the figure eight with the ladder, you know, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay, so there's actually two of those spots in that match.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like you said, the double, I guess it's a swinging Samoan drop that Rousey does now.
I mean, yeah, it was cool. It was to show them what they could do, but I'm like, ooh, really? Really? And I mean, screaming at the TV going, no, she's not going to do it. You know, a double. Oh, yep, there she goes. There she goes. She's gonna do both of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. At least with the double sharpshooter, I know that Natalia has done it before, but it's kind of funny. Like you said, I know that it's fake wrestling, but there are times where it's just like, oh, come on, man. Like the double Samoan drop, it makes a little more sense to me because you could physically. You know, carry two people
fall backwards. Well, we'll talk about that, but I mean that the sheer just standing there with them.
Oh.
But we had, what did we have in the battle royal? Oh my gosh. With the eight women, and they all. Oh come on.
Oh yeah, you're right. They did have a similar spot because did they have four different submissions on?
There were like, I mean, there were eight of them, four on each side, and I'm like,
oh, the eight woman suplex.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, yes. So that was the other thing. I'm like, all right, well, we're gonna pull it all out tonight.
Well, yeah, and good for them. I mean, you really should pull everything you can out of out for everyone. Although, yeah, it's just one of those things where the .com needs so much content. It's just kind of a no-brainer to keep on doing stuff like this.
Yeah, I guess.
It's another one of those things, and I think it kind of goes back to one of the original things that I talked about not, you know, getting proper hype. Like, yeah, they have so many just even women on the roster, on both rosters, that it's kind of scary to think that they need more TV time.
Well,
like, you know what I mean? Like, to really flesh out some of these characters, it would really help, like Ember Moon we were talking about.
Yeah,
like she doesn't really have much of a character. I kind of understand the war goddess idea, and she definitely portrays it with how she comes out and how she wrestles, but outside of that,
you're right, and there's because it's there, like you said, the concept is there, it's and she know, I mean, she's good. Like you said, when she comes out, and funny enough, as I'm being distracted, it's because she just actually was on Raw as we're speaking. So,
Well, yeah, I am watching the 2.0 version of the six woman tag match.
Oh yeah, you're a bit behind. So yeah, that was, and it was again, it was fun. It was again a right squad. I'm a big, but I think I've said that before. I'm
Oh.
all in on Ruby because for years, you know what I mean? When she first started, I just posted a picture up to her the other day when she was at the fairgrounds around the corner from my house fighting Eddie Kingston. So.
Yeah, I always have to get a laugh. My wife always gets her hackles up when she sees Ruby Riott. She does not like the look. I will put it that way. I'm like, "Hon, do you know how many people are at concerts that I go to that look like that?"
Oh my gosh, right?
I'm like, I was like, "It's a different kind of attractive. I'm just gonna leave it at that." And
Well,
she does
and
not go to me.
when she comes out, she obviously from Lafayette, Indiana, you
Yeah.
know, Ruby Riott, so which is a little nod to School of Rock, so
Oh,
sponsor.
I am not familiar with School of Rock. The
Oh,
Jack
Billy
Black movie?
Rock. We can talk about that when we're not talking about all women. But yeah, that's where she trained, was here in Indiana, right? I
Oh.
mean, a couple miles from my house with Billy Rock and Trip Cassidy. Trip trained with Billy and a bunch of, so yeah, that's where she's from. So that's why when she comes out, that's why she is billed from Lafayette, because that's her. That's
Yeah, her training
kind of,
center.
yeah, and that's a nice nod to him because he knew, you know, years now he's known, and we've all known. She's got it.
Yeah, she's yeah, they have definitely fit out of the Riot Squad. They have definitely featured her the most.
And I will tell you, I've watched them, and talking about giving people time to you know, flesh out the character, I've watched the three of them do that, and I'm very happy that they let them do that, because they do have their own, you know, they're a nice cohesive little squad, but they do have their own characters, and they carry them out very well.
Well, and that's kind of one of those funny things is I definitely early on when they came out, I'm like, what unifies this group? And I'm not sure that they've still completely satisfied that answer for me. But
No.
you've certainly their interactions with each other on, and that's the one thing that they have done for them is. As much as those their skits drive me bananas 99.9% of the time with them causing a riot that is like just the most minor thing. Oh, we tipped over some plastic cups.
Yeah, you're right.
But I mean it's definitely get just because they do get segments like that, like it. I guess it's at least in my mind given them a cohesiveness that maybe again, like I'm not saying I want more WWE programming, but those three could definitely use some more fleshing out.
And they do, to me, they use social media really well.
And maybe that's my thing too with them is that just because I have been using the Twitter account more and checking in on that stuff. Maybe that's kind of been my other influence. Just like you really do see them together all
And
the time.
they are together all the time. They got their tattoos. I mean, have you seen
Oh,
that recently?
yes.
That to me, that yeah, absolutely. So I think that helps. I genuinely think that helps to. I mean, the funniest thing I saw, what they were all walking through Target in some town, and it was Snapchatting or whatever, and they were just going squad, 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 squad. You know, just walking around Target, and you're
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Yeah, I just laughed hysterically because it, you know, so yeah, it definitely carries over. So you like to see that.
Well, I think that the well has been about run dry on that 6-woman tag match. I mean, because yeah, it was a good match. There's not much to say right now about Bayley saw the babyface team, honestly, because they don't, none of them have a direction, and partially I'm assuming is because Sasha Banks was also out with a concussion issue for a little bit of time too.
Well, and obviously there were the rumors that we're going to get a women's tag division. And that's in my head, if that would have happened or if it does happen, that would be a perfect Sasha and Bayley vehicle. Do you know what I mean?
And I honestly thought, like, with as much as they were pushing them, it is a unit that it was around the bend. And, yeah, well, it's not quite there, but I do think that's another one where, they have enough women if they really want to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could spend another half hour just naming off, you know what I mean, the women that are there that
aren't doing, you know, that much.
Right. We'd all benefit from that. So, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess if they're planning future all-women shows, I suppose there's still time to have that tag team division. But it would be nice to kind of see them put in the work to get that done.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we are... Oh, NXT.
Yes.
That, I mean, holy crap.
yeah, you would be really hard-pressed to name me any WWE pay-per-view that ended with 3 matches of this quality consecutively.
Right? Absolutely.
Kairi Sane, that character, like, it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, but just her conviction in presenting it, and just
she believes.
Yeah,
no, for real.
Yeah, she believes, and just like everything that they've done with her since winning the championship, with her revealing it in a treasure chest, I'm just like, oh, come on, man.
And you're all in. You know what I mean? Like, she's all in on that.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely the definition of all in as far as your character goes. Yeah, I also did say on the twitter.com there that if she continues to throw booty out into the crowd, that is one of my goals in life, is to get one of those gold coins, and it better have Kairi Sane face stamped on it.
And do you know, fun fact, my most viewed and most retweeted tweet was a picture of her that I took at NXT. And I mean, because she's beautiful. I mean, just she's standing there in front of you. She's just stunningly beautiful anyhow, and just so sweet. She, you know, but I took that picture, and it was, and she saw it and liked it and retweeted it. And then I'm like, what, 600 people or whatever? So I'm like, what is going on? So now I'm like, well, now I feel like I have a little, like I'm a fan. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a super fan now. But,
yeah, she's another one.
So let me ask you this.
I guess if you don't.
So what now? Like, obviously, Shayna got help, you know what I mean? So does that make her look better or worse that she couldn't do it on her own? They're just going to keep this going with them, or
I guess that's kind of interesting because just because the typical thing at NXT is like, oh, you're champion. Oh, you lost. You lost.
Now you go up.
Yeah, you lose your rematch and then you go up. And Baszler didn't do that. I guess it'd be kind of interesting to see maybe what if they have something more in store. Because there's, and it's easy to come up with the Shayna Baszler Ronda Rousey connection because they talk about it nearly right. all the time. But there's obviously a huge disconnect in bully Shayna Baszler, and now not only bully Shayna Baszler, but also leading a stable Shayna Baszler.
You're like, okay, that happened.
And obviously it makes sense because they have talked about Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke previously. So,
well, and you knew they showed them. You kind of knew when they made it a point to, you know what I mean, say, oh, there they are. There's Jessamyn. There's, you know, they're here. They explained who they were to people who might not know who they were. And then when she went over, you know, into that first row, they said, God, I hope that there were, I said, oh yeah, those were the girls. Those were her girls. You know, she landed on them. So it's definitely, something's going on. And it wasn't too long after that obviously it did.
I guess that's the interesting thing. And I guess my point was going to be that Baszler is complete heel 101. You know, bully, and then if you can't bully your way into the situation, have some friends help you cheat the win.
Yep.
And then Ronda Rousey is pretty much Miss Goody Goody until she gets that evil scowl that she wants to rip your arm off. So it's going to be kind of interesting how they square their characters as being friends, since what's at least presented on TV doesn't really jive together.
Well, and how long until the two meet? Do you know what I mean? Until before meet. I mean, let's be honest. How long until that happens? And this is obviously the start of it.
Yeah, and Baszler definitely has, I would think, just from an ageist point of view, that she has less time than Ronda Rousey, who's like 10 years younger than her or something like that.
Oh man, she just very dominant, like you said, and she is again the epitome of a heel, and she's accepted as one. Do you know what I mean? It's sometimes hard for people to buy into that, but there's, yeah, she's, you look at her and you're like, oh my God, I hate her because she's the bad guy. And that's what you want.
Yeah. I mean, she just, yeah, automatically looks like a heel. And I almost feel bad because I'm not sure that there's a guy that I'm like, yep, they just look like a heel. although I'm sure I'm just not thinking of it. Well, maybe The Miz.
Right. But yeah, even then though, and obviously there's people who are always going to root for the heel, but with her, it's like, yeah, I mean, she's got to stay that way. Right. I can't even see her being any other way than that.
Yeah, it seems like the babyface who should always stay babyface has kind of worked out, at least, and I'm probably going off of recency memory bias with this one, but I'm thinking everyone's like, oh, Sami Zayn, he should never turn heel. And then he probably has one of his better runs in the WWE.
Of course. Worked.
It does. It never hurts to have Kevin Owens as your running partner.
My God, right?
But you know, I mean, those two guys have a chemistry anyway, so I guess that makes a lot of sense too. You know, another woman that we'll get to later, Becky Lynch, even though everyone's still cheering her like she's a baby face.
Oh my God.
Which
that
is a whole different thing.
And I was there, like I said, a couple weeks ago in Indianapolis when they started out the show. It really is 99.5% of the people in you know, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, no matter how nasty or how whatever she got, there was no way they are ever going to cheer against her. And I almost got to the point where I almost felt bad for Charlotte, you know what I mean? Because she's coming in there as though, oh, my best friend is screwing me over. And people are just like, every time, you know, Charlotte gets knocked over or she gets whatever, people are cheering. I'm like, Jesus, you cannot win, can you?
Yeah, so, I guess kind of getting back to my point with Baszler, like, I don't know how that I don't know if that transition works as well with her going to babyface to be on Ronda's team, Ronda.
Right. So quite obviously, Ronda's got to learn how to. And God bless her heart. I think we talked about this last time. As much as she does, like you said, that turn. It's like the Hulk. You know what I mean?
Oh.
She turns from Doc Bruce Banner into the Hulk. But I think it might in my head might be just as hard to get Ronda to go the other way because she always just has that, and again, it's genuine, I really like it, but that smile on her face that I'm just so, you know what I mean, happy to be here. And,
oh, yeah.
And so.
Yeah, she'd definitely have some, she'd need to do something to change her presentation. She'd definitely need to cut down on the smiling, or it'd have to be like the smarmy smiling of just that villainous heel kind of smile.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baszler and Sane was really good. Honestly, if they were main roster women, I think that there would be some talk of them having Feud of the Year. Just the last year's Mae Young Classic also kind of hurts things a little bit since it was, well, last year. So this feud's kind of been dormant for a few months, but the last couple of months they've kind of been back at it. And wow, man, just, yeah, three good matches out of those two.
Absolutely.
And I guess since we were talking about Stone Cold Becky Lynch, as everyone has dubbed her, we can go ahead and move on to this one because it was by far the longest match of the evening.
To me, it was, and I don't know that it matters that much. This should have been the main event, the last. Does it matter? Really? But, holy crap. Yeah, and here I am again, just my whole girl power. But to me, that match could have main evented any pay-per-view. It wouldn't have to be just the women's. That was one of those type of matches. I mean, I thought the next thing, we were going to see them out in the parking lot. You know what I mean? That was the only thing that was missing for me.
It seems like any combination of the WWE Four Horsewomen, they know how to belt those matches out of the park. I'm not sure there's been a whole lot of Bayley and Charlotte involved in the mixing up of fights, but you know, Bayley Sasha's been good. Sasha Charlotte's been great. Becky Charlotte.
You know what? You're right. I guess the there haven't really been Charlotte Bayley. That's interesting. So I mean, who knows? I thought in my head that the natural progression is going to be eventually Charlotte Ronda, but you know, at some point. But holy crap.
and I'm not sure. It's one of those things, like you said, when you were in attendance. I mean, I'm not sure there's anyone that's been gotten behind like Becky Lynch in a really long time.
And people waited it out. I think, you know, she was there, and then you almost felt like, and I think you and I, as a matter of fact, talked about this last time. Sometimes people need to go, not go away, but you know what I mean? You need to not see them all the time. They need not to be. And then when, I think, with the case with her, we were all like, come on, Becky's getting screwed. You know, where's she at? Why isn't she, the people that were big Becky fans? And then when she did come back and she's like all out, you know what I mean? Like, she's literally, holy crap. And I'm glad that they let her run with that. I'm glad that it worked out like it has, because it, you know, was a chance, I guess. When Charlotte is, when you look at it, you know, most people would think Charlotte's it. Charlotte's the woman, you know what I mean? Charlotte is the epitome of what? She's Ric Flair's daughter. She's extremely ridiculously athletic, and she's got that charisma. And, you know, do you let Becky do that? Are people going to be mad that you're let? But, man, I love it. Everybody loves it.
I was enjoying the happy-go-lucky Becky, and I was even saying, when she at least started initially arguing that the fans had forsaken her, I'm like, man, you were still getting an awesome reaction, just because the WWE wasn't doing jack about it. Yeah, but I also think that that's probably one of the reasons why, honestly, not that it got to the level of Daniel Bryan having a 10-second match at WrestleMania kind of galvanizing point, but I do think that Becky ended up with something similar to that, with her getting, you know, quote-unquote screwed out of the singles match at, SummerSlam.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. Like, that was the Daniel Bryan. You're right. That's a pretty good equivalent. And she can carry it off. And they're amazing. But that, you can tell, what didn't they spend? They spent the week at the Performance Center working on that. Like, they knew they wanted that to be spectacular, and I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I appreciate them. I even appreciate, I know a lot of people were pissed. They don't like the idea that sometimes Becky, you know, I'm taking my belt and I'm walking away. You know, that kind of coward's way out of the thing. Like, how can she be so badass 1 minute? But then I'm like, oh no. I mean, that's, to me, that's part of it.
They've given her heel tendencies. For as much cheering as she's gotten, they've definitely given her that edge. And I do think that people gravitate towards that a little bit. You know, not always being altruistic about the situation.
Well, I mean, it's, again, the Kevin Owens effect. Like, that man could, you know, it doesn't matter how terrible, you know, the terrible things he says or does. I see the crowd just, you know,
cheer for him still.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely, in fact, I want to watch it again. When I get home tomorrow night or next night or so, watch it again, because it was pretty fantastic. And some of the things that they did, you're like, first of all, how many chairs are under that ring? You're like, what is going on? There's so many chairs. And and even, you know, the first table not breaking, you know, Charlotte doing the spot off the, and then just going right back at it.
Well, and that was something that I did not rewind it at all, but I'm like, Michael Cole's like, oh, Charlotte only got a piece of her and the table didn't break. And I'm like, was that me or did the table just not break? Like, I thought she hit that. No, I think
she overshot it.
She did? Okay.
She literally overshot it because she just missed it. You know what I mean? And the second time, I thought she almost... She's so powerful, like, and so so long, so tall. You know what I mean? That
yeah.
I think the table may have been a little bit too close. And even the second time, I thought, man, she gets so much air and so much power behind it.
She needs to challenge herself more in pulling off these insane stunts.
You know, I'm not saying she needs to, like, Shane McMahon dive off the top of a cage or anything, but holy crap, you know?
Well, yeah, that was something that, I had kind of noticed about Io Shirai. Some was that she was overshooting that moonsault, like, she was so good at coming off the top rope that she was overshooting it during the tournament. And, yeah, I guess I'm not surprised. Charlotte has pulled off some of the more spectacular stunts on the women's side. Just because, like you said, you can really tell that she was a volleyball player.
Oh, God. She is one of, to me, one of the most athletic women you know what I mean? Ever, really.
She's
not just, you know, you see some women who are, they're just buffs, you know what I mean? Or they're good at, they can fly, they can do this. She's got it. She's got it all. She's got it all. And you can hand her a mic and not worry about, you know, oh, we need to work on that one for a little bit.
Once they kind of got her a character and got her moving, like, that was her Achilles heel, I thought, when they first came up. But she, I haven't even questioned her character in probably a solid year and a half at this point. Oh,
absolutely not. She just is. She just is. And she's another one, how you know. She's going to be around forever. And even if she weren't a Flair, do you know what I mean?
Even
if she were not. She's got it.
Well, you kind of talked about her athleticism, and that's one of those things that I don't know if I guess I don't always think about it as much with Becky Lynch, even though she is, and I mean, I guess you don't get a job as a stunt woman.
Right.
Being non-athletic or obviously wrestler, but
But you think about who she's. I mean, when I see Becky at her best, which she's amazing, it's usually with Charlotte. Do you know what I mean? There's no comparison in the way that they are. But maybe she gets a little bit, you know, hosed with the woman who's like this tall. You know, but Becky last night, doing things that I was like, holy crap! Look at her go, like.
And I guess that was the thing I was going to say too, is that it's not that I think, because there are people like The Miz, at least on the men's roster, that I think your non-athleticism really kind of comes across from time to time. But with Becky Lynch, she is so goddamn good in the ring that, you know, you maybe don't think about her being, and it's almost unfair to some other people to go, oh, yeah, you're not the uber athlete that Charlotte is.
No, I've never. I've always, since the beginning, she's always been another one that, from the first time I saw her, I was like, I just really like her. I like the way she wrestles. I like the, you know, everything. And I'm glad. And I don't know where it goes now. I don't know. Is this done? You know what I'm saying? Is this?
And she's already started trash talking Ronda Rousey.
I saw that. Oh my God. First of all, did you see it on. So you saw Twitter then, right?
Yeah. You tried to.
She tried. When it said Ronda Rousey followed you, she says, she tried. I'm like, oh, damn. And then, I mean, tonight they had a. you know, was it after yesterday, or was it?
Well, they did have, I didn't get to listen to it since it was airing when we were talking here, but yeah, they definitely,
they had a little face-to-face.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, but as for what she does on SmackDown, do you know what I mean? I don't, who's next? Who's, or do they keep this going because it's such a big deal? I mean, can you after all this, you know what I mean, after?
Yeah, I don't know what you do. Like, it is a really interesting question because, you know, the other personal feuds that could keep up this kind of a storyline would involve Becky, or not involve Becky, yeah, of course, Bailey or Sasha Banks, and they're not on the same rosters.
Right.
And I'm trying to think, because, yeah, the Iconics aren't going to cut it. Like, they are as annoying as the day is long, but...
Last night when they came out last, you know, Dave just kept saying, don't give them mics, don't give them mics, don't give them mics, don't give them mics. He's like, oh, they've got mics. I said, but that means they're probably not long-lived for this thing.
Yeah, so I mean, they
You're
would
right,
not...
they're, who else is there, though? That's what, I guess, I'm trying to think of the same thing.
Yeah, because...
Who else, realistically?
What's her name? I mean, as much as, because we talked about Zelina Vega earlier, like, mm-hmm. I like her, but she just isn't going to be used in that spot.
No, and you, I can't even remember. This is horrible. I get, I don't even know who's on what brand anymore, because since they're doing the co-branded pay-per-views, it confuses me sometimes, but...
Yeah, well, that's it. I was going to check because I honestly couldn't think, or I was trying to come up with as many out of thin air as I could.
Well, there's not, what about Naomi?
Oh, yeah, I guess Naomi
Asuka.
Would. Oh, yeah, I guess those two would be the most logical to put up there, actually.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, in my head, the only ones that could, but yeah. then what do you do with Charlotte? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, okay, something's gotta...
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, and I mean, I think that's where you gotta go, this is why this... I guess I've always thought that SmackDown has done a better job with the secondary women's storylines.
Yeah.
But even at that, both of the women you mentioned as viable options have really gotten precious little screen time outside of mixed match challenge interest. Both Naomi and Asuka have kind of just been sitting on the sideline.
Well, and they randomly kind of paired them. I use that term loosely.
Oh. Yeah, I would say that their pairing was not quite as evident as Sasha and Bayley being a team.
Oh, no. But, and that, again, that was another thing where I thought, oh, maybe they really are gonna, you know, maybe they really are gonna do this tag team thing. But that didn't happen.
right. Yeah, so, yeah, since those two aren't going to be a tag team, I guess they would end up being the logical ones to take on Becky Lynch next. But, again, they almost both need a little bit of work despite their resumes. Oh, and you know what? Rousey did not take on... Jax. I am
okay.
Definitely thinking of Asuka taking her on right before Charlotte ended the winning streak.
Okay, yeah. And again, are both of them, Naomi and Asuka, at one point within the last year, I thought this they're going. You know what I mean? This is it. This is their... whatever, and it just, for whatever reason, never kind of panned out for either of them, I guess.
Yeah, I do think that, well, at least somewhat more recently, that SmackDown hasn't done that good of a job of kind of getting that secondary women's feud on TV. But again, it keeps on leading me back to that crazy place of me trying to watch even more WWE programming because they have like their own women's hour on the network somewhere, which I do think would help, you know, that is not Total Divas or Total
Divas. Oh, I was just going to say, you mean something other than that, please. But I will say, I don't watch Total Divas. I watched random episodes of it, if it were on, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that has always stuck out to me, which made sense to me, was when Naomi was trying to come up with this glow thing. And which her husband, which who so she married to?
Jimmy.
Okay, so when Jimmy said to her, look, they don't just turn the lights out for an entrance for somebody, you know? So they are thinking of letting them do that. They have a lot of belief in you. And that made sense to me if you stop to think, you know, at least at that point, you turn the lights out for Take, you turn the lights out for Bray Wyatt. You know what I mean? And that was his thing, is that if they're letting you turn the lights down like that, they they have faith in you. And that stuck out to me. That's why I thought, okay, they're going to give her, you know, they're going to let her go. And I mean, they've always used her. She's always there.
And she's
insanely athletic.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of the funny thing too. The timing of her demise isn't the right word, but her throttling back was just at the time where there were a lot of people that thought that she didn't always use her athleticism well in the ring. Like, I guess, yeah, between her and Charlotte, you could probably say that, you know, you could make an argument that Naomi's more athletic.
Well, and but that the whole dancing, you know what I mean? The whole when they used to come out and, you know, the dancing and stuff, I guess, was part of what Stephanie's always said, you know, they're not divas anymore, they're women's division. Or Alundra Blaze last night said, this is, you know, I looked back at what we did before and where the women are now, they're getting so much more time. Where I didn't get that. I said, unless you were in a freaking bikini back then with a pillow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that I forget when they would, you know, they'd come out and dance for the guys and have their little dance routine in the ring. She's come a long way from that.
Yeah. And I guess my point wasn't to dredge up the fact that she wasn't good, but she really started to kind of get the whole package together right before.
Yes.
Like, they gave her the championship, and I'm like, oh, man, yeah, she is really starting to use that athleticism to her advantage and kind of work a better match. And then she just kind of went off, you know.
Well, again, unfortunate timing that other people came in, but
yeah.
So in my head, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad if it were her. You know what I mean? If she wants to come out and, you know, challenge Becky for a while or whatever.
Yeah, that would really be outstanding for her to step into that. Well, her or Asuka are definitely deserving of it, and I would imagine that they could all. Any combination of those ladies could pull off a great match.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, the final match, I would be, I think, with you in that Becky Lynch and Charlotte would get my nod for best match of the evening. There is still not an ounce of me that I just always go, I can't believe how Ronda Rousey is still impressing me
I absolutely. My son says to me, here, you know, he asked if I was going to watch. He said, Mom, I haven't been watching much lately because he does, they don't have cable, so he has to wait till he's somewhere and watch. He said, but I keep reading that Rhonda is actually impressive. And I said to him, son, you really do need to watch it because you're going to be, she really is. She really is. And she did not disappoint me again last night.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess that's one of those things that, because I think I did make a similar comment on Twitter, and our good co-host Shahid said when I mentioned that Becky and Charlotte was going to go on last, he's like, "Not so fast, pal." And he mentioned this one, and yeah, just the star power that Rhonda brings from her MMA experience really does help out the whole division. And I would hope that people would... I guess I've already seen enough people saying, oh, I hope they don't forget about Nikki Bella in this situation. And by God, they should not forget about the Bella twins, I guess, since they're still really genetically twins. despite some cosmetic differences these days, they played a perfect role in this situation, and I guess I kind of like them as heels better, maybe in hindsight now.
Yes, and it's undeniable that they also have a huge fan base. Those Bellas, as much as I'm not necessarily a fan of their in-ring stuff, you know what I mean? I've never been a real fan of, Brie to me was always maybe a little bit better, but then I see Nikki really has been working, you know what I mean, on things, and yeah. Nikki is definitely better than I probably gave her credit for, but they have a big, I mean, they do have a huge fan base. So,
yeah, so well, that they, was
they
one of those.
Brought the other side in.
Go ahead and finish there.
Oh, no, they brought, what I'm saying is where somebody like me might be like, oh, yeah, Rhonda, I'm watching this because I love watching her. There are other, you know, women, friends of mine, who are all in on the Bellas. So you definitely had a big group of people, I think, from both sides, and that helps.
Yeah, that was one thing that I will say surprised me about the main event. I did not think that Nikki Bella was getting that much love the last couple of weeks on Raw. And when I heard an almost 50-50 crowd for that match, it was a little jarring. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, there are a lot of people rooting for Nikki in this situation.
And you know how I could tell? I was, when Brie came out with the Bella Lucian, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the Bella flag, Army.
And I looked around, and people, I mean, there were a lot of those people. And now, and like you said, the signs, you know, for me, and just the there were a lot. I was right there with you.
Yeah, so the people that expressed the I hope that the Bellas, I don't know if you want to say greatness, because I kind of agree, like, there are different parts that you could kind of pull out of the situation, honestly. Like, I think I could truthfully say, I think there's a time when the Bellas were terrible wrestlers. They've worked on it and are much better at what they do now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, both things can be true, but some people kind of, or unfortunately, stick to the old lines of attack. Like, yeah, the Bellas couldn't wrestle in, like, whatever they came in, like, 2008 or something. But it's a decade later. Like, I'm not sure that they've been honing their craft that whole decade. But they have definitely been
They've
bringing a
built a brand,
brand.
is what they've done. They definitely built a brand, and I mean, I think they're taking the wrestling thing more serious than they maybe did in the past, because now it's you know, again, it's not the diva thing, it's the women's thing, and that if you want to be a part of this, then you know, you can't just be what it used to be.
Yeah, you can't just be a pretty face. And I do
Right.
think that they kind of had moved beyond that previously. I do think I'm kind of with you. We've always joked that it's the Nikki Bella strong style that she's moved to since getting her enhancements. And it's really suited her well. Well, that because I think she started doing well before she started dating Cena, and then obviously his training regimen rubbed off on
Yeah.
her a little
Yep.
bit.
And I don't want to say that I'm not going to take anything away from her, but yes, I maybe it's because she found somebody who took the time to, you know what I mean, know what she wanted to be, and like you said, the
No.
training regimen to help her, and I mean, she put in, she's obviously put
Yeah,
in the time.
she definitely put in the work because the enhancements aside, she definitely gained weight, and you can tell that like he kind of got her into the powerlifting stuff that he's
Yeah.
more into.
Yeah, she's definitely much more I don't even know the word I'm looking for, stable. You know, like that strong that and watching her last night again, I watched the whole thing and I and besides the which you knew was gonna happen, oh twin magic, you know, where Bree's gonna get involved. You knew that was gonna happen. She held her own. I mean, she really did, and it made Ronda look not, I don't think weak, but it made her look human, I guess. You know, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, and they're gonna need to do that. Like, they've gotta have her at least have moments of peril, because
Right.
if she runs through everyone, they're not going to be able to have. I guess it's okay. And now I'm thinking back to Goldberg Lesnar. If there's kind of a short main event every now and again, I don't mind it. But when that gets to be commonplace, it gets to be a bit much. And
Right, she can't be full time like she obviously wants to be, like she obviously is, and be Brock. She can't come in and just steamroll through everyone and not and like you said, not show that she's human, not show that there's a crack, you know what I mean? And she,
yeah.
but then my God, she's so strong. She's so damn strong. Just when she was standing there with those two women on her shoulders and just standing there, you look at her legs and you're like, look at that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight to be holding, and I mean, she did not exactly look like she was struggling while doing it
No, she
either.
like turned around, took a couple steps. I'm like, moonwalk with them up there. I don't know, but, and she looked it. She looked, you know, I see her face, you know, got kind of scraped up or whatever. And she looked, it looked like a good fight.
Oh.
You know, she, to me, it did look like a awesome, you know, but she flipped the switch. When she flipped the switch
Oh.
to being the Hulk, oh my God. Like,
Yeah.
damn, she flung her around.
Yeah, that scowl is one of those things that it's just not going to be duplicated, and it's kind of a great thing in lieu of the old hulking up to no sell. It
Yep.
everyone reacts to it now, and everyone's like, "Oh shit."
Yep, here it comes. It's coming.
Yep, and I mean, even the announcers have kind of started. Oh, the switch is flipped, and you know, it really does kind of, like you said, like she needs that moment of weakness to be able to flip that switch so that it matters.
Right. And eventually there'll be somebody, there'll be someone that comes in that is going to, you know, find that Achilles heel, which is good. That's what everybody needs. Everybody needs someone that can come in and do that to them. That, like Becky is done to Charlotte. Maybe it'll be Charlotte that does it to her, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it'll be pretty interesting. Just because she hasn't, I'm trying to, well, they weren't going to give her a long match against Alexa Bliss. And I do think that, well, Alexa's, I guess, another good one that obviously she's had a lot of athleticism or else she, you know, she wouldn't have been in like some crazy cheerleading competitions and, you know, a bodybuilding champion and things of that nature. But I'm not always sure that hers translates to the ring itself sometimes either, her athleticism.
Yeah, I'm still not. I know a lot of people who really do like her and see all that. I don't hate her. I'm just still not. I've not ever been a, you know, wowed that much. I mean, I thought someone like... Oh, what's her name? Sonya Deville. You know what I mean? Someone like that I'd always hoped would. But I feel like they got kind of screwed when Paige got hurt. You know what I mean? That kind of...
Oh, yeah. That you know, when we were talking about Becky's challengers, I was trying to think, I'm like, what's the other group that kind of... Because the Riot Squad got traded for the Paige Squad.
They were Paige's Riot Squad.
I forget. What was that?
It's Sonya and Mandy, right?
Yeah, I guess. I was like, man, what's their... I can't remember. I still can't recall what their group name was.
Oh, no, I can't either. That's because it didn't last very long. But she's another one, you're right. She's another one that... And obviously after after Mandy punted her, you know what I mean, off the apron there last night, there'll definitely be some animosity there. So who knows if that means they're both gonna go their own way and maybe they can work on building her up.
So I'm trying to think of what we were talking about that in regards to.
Well, we were talking about the athleticism, and then we were just kind
of... Oh, the Ronda Rousey situation was what I was getting back to. Like, I guess it would be kind of interesting when... Because I guess I do think that with Nia Jax being her next competitor, it's going to be another one of those... those matches probably won't last that long. I'll be interested if they're kind of holding off Rousey on fighting someone like, you know, either a Sasha or a Bayley, or even, you know, we've thrown around Charlotte and definitely Becky Lynch, possibly, like, in, you know, in the future sense of her fighting, like, that's going to be a whole different ball game as far as in-ring work goes. Like, as well as Nikki Bella played her role really well, there's just going to be a different type of match with
ladies. There's going to have to be more than just that brute force that, because those women will come in. Yeah, I think you're right. Now that you say that, her and Nia, I don't necessarily know that it could be a long
match.
They both do what they do, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, they both are kind of bulldozers in a sense. And I guess that's... It could go to just having a short match. Like I said, like, it'll be kind of interesting just to see when Rousey does get those types of opponents, because up to this point, she hasn't really had anyone, you know, of kind of like the great women wrestlers as one of her feuds yet. And maybe they're purposefully doing that. Just,
well, you're making her look stronger. You're helping her look stronger.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
And get that experience. I mean, because Ronda was one that you couldn't sign and not use immediately. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing.
Yeah.
So how do you get her that experience while still keeping her strong? Well, that's how you do it, I guess. You let her hold those, like you said, and now she's definitely getting her, you know, she's got her feet down. She's working up to that. You're right. I'll be very interested to see what they do when they do put her up against someone that's going to be a real, you know, an honest uphill battle type of feud.
Yeah. So I would assume that as an overall whole, I am, if we're going to go with the old Siskel and Ebert, I am definitely a thumbs up for the Evolution pay-per-view. I would assume, but I'm not going to put words in your mouth.
No, I mean, definitely. Definitely it held its own. I didn't once last night while watching think, oh, there's no, you know, where's Dolph Ziggler or where, you know what I mean? I never once thought we need a man in here to make this, you know, better. In fact, if I'm being honest, when Michael Cole sat down at the table, I was like, what's he doing here? I don't know if I felt like overly protective in the moment. Like, why is he sitting there? But I loved it. I loved it. And I think you're right. I think they could do with some type of programming or, you know, maybe not weekly, but every so often with letting these other women develop, if that's what we're going to do, because I definitely think it worked. I saw more positive than I did negative. You're always going to see negative.
Right.
Don't ever look at a hashtag if you don't want your blood pressure to rise, because there's always going to be the, like we said last time, there's always going to be the guys saying, oh no, stay, you know, wrestling for Evolve. Stay wrestling, you know, in Atlanta. Don't go to WWE. It's a sinking ship.
only go to I only want that guy to go to NXT.
Yeah, exactly. There's always going to be that. There's always going to be the my favorite last night was, I didn't realize that this pay-per-view was named Permanent Bathroom Break or something like that. And I'm like, oh, you're so clever.
That's one that I'm like, I'm not wasting my time. Like, if that's what you really think, I can't help you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. And there were things people, you know, all night again, oh, the ref did this, or oh, they did that. But I mean, they do it all the time. So I think people were maybe a little overly critical because it was just women. So some people were overly critical of certain things that they may not be on any normal night. The same thing could happen, and no one would think twice about it.
Oh, yeah, I believe someone mentioned something, and I guess I wasn't paying that much of attention about. Maybe an Alundra Blaze mistake during the Battle Royal. And I'm like, oh, really, man?
I mean, there were little things. Like I said,
really?
There was that Alicia Fox was a little bit late coming in. You know, Mickey literally had her eyes open yelling for Alicia to come in and break it up. So, but again, that happens all the time. You know what I mean? Like you see the men do it all the time. You see the refs stop counting sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because someone's a little too late.
So people were sometimes overly critical of those things because they were looking for something to be critical about.
I agree. I guess that count was the only one, honestly, that really stuck out to me.
Are we talking when she was under the chairs or no?
When Alicia Fox.
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh!
That three count to me, Like, if we're gonna hand out like a egregious ones, that one was like, oh my gosh, like that guy could have counted to like six before Fox got in there. But you know, I again, whatever. It was still an enjoyable match. Like,
absolutely,
like you said,
absolutely.
People were probably getting a little. You know, yeah, they were just looking for something to criticize, and that definitely happened.
So, nope, again, sorry, we get us off on a different tangent, but definitely, I mean, two thumbs up. I'm glad that they did it. I'm glad that it wasn't just some publicity stunt, do you know what I mean? That it wasn't just some, that it really was, you know, a real thing. And not just a horse and pony show or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and hopefully, yeah, they'll have more of them. Like, I just think in general, Stunt Granny's kind of been all for the women's wrestling for the most part. I know that Jeremy's been talking about Shimmer for probably about the whole time we've been running Stunt Granny, honestly. And yeah, they have a lot of good women, and they just signed Chelsea Green and Mia Yim, who have just like, well, Chelsea Green doesn't have nearly the amount of experience that Mia Yim does, but yeah, she definitely has Yim has oodles of experience. And yeah, even some of the other women that are in NXT that didn't get called up, like, I still feel bad for poor Sanity, gets called up and doesn't do anything. And then Nikki Cross is like one of the most important people, period, on NXT.
I didn't quite understand that either. I still don't.
I don't know. There's something about crazy me and crazy chicks that I'm okay with. But I think we can go ahead and wrap this one up for the evening. I think we've gone long enough. At DeFrango 11, at Bird is the word, and there is a WYRD is the ending for Missy's handle. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or whoever listens to us. Unfortunately, my beer of the night is again from the recently departed Four String Brewing here in the fine city of Columbus, Ohio. Brass Knuckle, it's enjoyable, but it will not be on the shelves for much longer. With that, I will say I'm out of here.
All right, thanks.